Okay.
There's not that many people today. Yeah. All right, would you all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sure, Michael, you can borrow my pen. All right, we have a quorum. Michael Seeds, our clerk, Carol Tracy, our treasurer, Chris Kilpatrick, trustee. First order of business, approve the October 2022 regular meeting minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries 3-0. Clerk's report?
Nothing to report.
Busy as you've been?
Yeah, it's normal stuff.
Carol?
Okay. We started, our beginning balance was $242,513.89. Earned $358.68 interest. We had 32 checks clear for $43,613.86. We had two deposits for $50,836.13, and our ending balance was $250,094.84.
Question on that, is that balance include our money from FEMA?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
It does.
Yes.
Okay.
And that was 100 and...
Well, because the FEMA account still goes into the equity checking account.
Okay.
It goes into a FEMA category.
On here.
But.
Okay. So that's 106 approximately?
Yeah, it's like 107.
Yeah. Okay.
Roughly. Just trying to figure it out. Keep
I will double check on that, but I believe it does.
Okay.
I will make myself a note.
So we have roughly 140,000.
Are you getting there?
Of regular money.
I'm sorry.
Can we not use the FEMA money?
No, we can.
We can use it for whatever. We just don't have to spend it like the other stuff. Does that make sense to you? You know, to zero out at the end of the year, get close to zeroing out.
Yeah, we're going to have to spend some time on making sure that we've got that ready for December.
When is our meeting? Do we have one yet?
I have not set a final meeting yet, no.
Okay.
But I need to have you ask Tammy to find out when is the last day we can send in the approved or the amended budget.
I know it's out of turn, but what did you come up with the fog seal?
They put it on there by accident. They sent us a new invoice.
Okay. I didn't think they did it. All right. Motion to approve budget or approve vouchers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries 3-0. We're supposed to be doing this.
Are you going to announce it?
I was having him get ready. You have your overseer's report ready for us, Randy?
Yeah, I guess.
Go ahead, sir.
I don't know where you start.
Here, you want the typed one?
No, he said he's not.
Okay.
Well, we graded roads. You don't need to go through all them, do you?
No.
Fixed it, and where do you start? What I did?
Yeah,
just overview of what you did.
Yeah, we did the millings on 120th and Mockingbird. Put in culverts on, cleaned the culverts on 15765 Southwest 443rd. Worked on the trailer. Got the bearings fixed and tires fixed. fixed the bridge on 180th, just put rock on it, burned the brush pile, cleaned out a culvert on, and Foxboro, 736 West Foxboro. Did Mulberry, trimmed the trees there and rocked it. Metal Arc, 180th, County Line, 140th. Rocked all the driveways on County Line, got it completely done, and ordered 8 culverts.
Did you order them from J&J?
Yeah. Pretty much just guessed on how many were just.
And what was it to do with the bridge on 180th?
It was all had potholes on both sides.
Okay.
Bad, so all we did is went in and rocked it, and then we rocked the whole 180th.
Okay.
That whole road was getting pretty bad again.
Pretty hammered. And we fixed, put the new gear oil in the front end of the gearbox and the backhoe, and put tires on the truck. Grader had 2 flat tires, had air too low. Worked great when it was low, when I was grading, but it didn't do too good when I got in the ditch and got on a real slope. So I knocked the beads off and just had to air them back up.
What are you holding them at?
I was holding them at 35.
Was it bouncing on you?
No, man, that's when you worked like a champ when I was grading.
Why don't you take them up to 45 and see?
I did. I put everything at 55 now.
55. Still not bouncing?
Not as bad. I mean, it's nothing like the cat at all. I mean, it's still pretty smooth.
Good.
And then we blew a hose today on the backhoe, and we fixed the trailer and fixed the tires on it, and that's about it. We used 637 gallons.
Is that trailer's, did you fix the hydraulics or whatever was
on
leaking
one,
under?
No, we just fixed the old one.
Oh, you fixed the old one. Okay.
That new one, it's got a locked up motor. We got it broke loose.
Was it out of oil?
No. Spark plug was loose. We didn't put a tarp over it. It rained in there. Last time we used it, it didn't start, and we was messing around with it, and we didn't tarp it, and the spark plug was loose. We got it broke loose, but we just can't get it fired up.
Okay.
So I don't know if we trashed that motor or...
I've got an ignition tester. I can drop by, and you can test it real quick. See if we're getting spark, because it could have... That magneto in there could have killed
we
it.
We got spark.
You got spark?
Yeah. It's not firing for some reason. And we all got kind of ate up by the time we got it broke loose and everything.
Wonder if it locked the valve up?
I don't know. We haven't tore it, took it off, or tore it down, or anything.
It had leaked a lot of stuff out from under it when I was out there.
Oh, yeah, like I said.
Yeah. Cylinders.
Yeah.
But. A good time to get them off and take them to a hydraulic place and get them rebuilt. All that's down.
I'm thinking about hiring him a $10 an hour man.
Yeah, that's going to change.
Take
changing.
Them off.
I'm losing $37 an hour wages doing this. I mean,
when's Jeff leaving?
We're going to ride December 2nd, probably.
I thought he was taking off a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Or did he cancel that?
Yeah, but I'll keep him as long as I can until he...
Says no more?
Yeah.
Just don't get him in trouble.
No, I won't get him in trouble. He's just going to go hunting to start with, so... If he shoots a buck early, then he might come back to it.
Unless it snows.
There's a big one running around.
There's several of them.
Have you seen him, Carol?
He was out in front of Danny's house the other day when...
He's right, he lives down my place.
Yeah.
There's 2 of them. But the same.
All right, you got anything else, Randy?
That's it.
All right. You got that culvert to call that guy. And you watching 170th with all them SEMA trucks running up and down it?
Yeah, we rocked the tunnel, I guess I call it, around that. Yeah, we need to rock from the bridge.
I wouldn't do nothing until they stop, because I don't know how their loop's going, but I saw five trucks come off of 170th on Santa Fe to the quarry today.
Yeah. They're going down my road.
They're going down my road nonstop. Like
they're running circles somehow.
Yeah, we rocked it, and it doesn't even look like they've been broken all up.
So just keep an eye on it in case the next rain comes.
I see they're watering the road.
They do. Yeah. They do, but they can't keep up with that many trucks.
Well, they lost a water truck. One of their water trucks went down.
They had two of them running today.
And they had two of them Saturday.
Yeah.
I think they got four total. I know one of them went down because it was up there by the railroad tracks, and there was a giant puddle of fluid underneath it, and they had the excavator pushing it on the low boy. But just keep an eye on it. That way, if it gets nasty, we can make them rock it.
You got their number and everything? Or?
I do. I have both Oscar's numbers.
What do we call the different trailers when I get...
Old and new, I guess.
Okay. Is that new one a low boy? Mm-hmm. So I could call it that?
Yeah.
Okay, because the old one isn't. Mm-mm. Okay.
All right. I don't have anything either.
Okay.
On my report, I think I talked about everything I got. Board discussion. Fuller reports about backhoe. What do we need to do to fix the issues?
On the backhoe?
Yeah, so we got three reports. One of them was about the radiator.
Oh, the oil? Or when they changed the oil?
The radiator is, the levels are far too high, causing overheating, which could cause overheating. We've got the engine. It has iron, silicon, aluminum and chrome that are high possible wear on the cylinder liners, rings, blah, blah, blah. That could be a problem. And then also on the differential front, it's contaminated with water.
Boy, was it.
It was contaminated the last time they changed it too. You guys just changed that oil again, didn't you?
Yeah, he changed it after he found that out last time.
Yeah, I didn't know the other stuff. Did
yeah.
You? We need to change the oil in it too.
They just changed the oil. That's how you got the report.
Well, they didn't change the differential though, and he had to do that. So.
But no, they just changed the engine oil. He takes samples from everything else. They take samples from the front and rear differential, the transfer case, transmission, hydraulic fluid.
Doesn't it have a water separator? Does that have a filter that takes that? Out of the
fuel?
No, out of the radiator. I know my old cat had a filter for a radiator. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know if that one's got a water separator on it or not.
It's not a water separator.
It's a water filter.
It's just a filter. It's just a filter that takes that.
I know PT2 does, because we changed it. But I don't know if the backhoe does.
Well, I guess what I'm... Okay, since you've never seen it, you can have them. But I thought that you said that you got the report back from Foley and it was all clear. Everything was good on it. You sent a text about that.
Yeah.
And then we got that. So I'm not quite sure.
It was before last meeting. Because then I read that and told him about the differential. And he said he'd change it.
Well, that's the email I got. Everything was checked out on it. Come on.
So but you didn't know about the radiator.
I didn't know about the radiator.
It's just the radiator coolant.
Yeah, it's just got too much coolant in it.
So.
Well, you want us to drain it? I mean, drain it.
We got the tester out there to test the.
But I think he's talking about not whether it...
No, it's talking about it's got too much glycol in it, so
yeah,
it's...
It's got got too much coolant in it.
Regular coolant versus distilled water.
Oh, yeah.
Your 50-50 mixture.
Put the wall in it instead of the 50-50. I don't know. We've never put any coolant in it, but I know of.
I don't think so.
I haven't. Yes, so, I have, but I don't know.
I would drain a gallon off, put a gallon of water in it, test it with the tester, make sure it's where it's supposed to be.
I'll drain it all off and put 50-50 all the way through it, and we'll call her good.
That sounds good, too. When was that, Michael?
I don't know. It was a text message. I can't get to
it. It was before the last meeting.
October.
Because, try it.
On it.
You want me to put distilled water in it, too, and do it right?
Yeah. Yeah, because if you don't use distilled, it can cause stuff to rust. If we're in a hurry.
So, should we give this to...
Yeah.
Randy?
You'll start getting these in your email.
Oh.
Well, assuming that somebody forwards it to you. I guess you weren't on that.
Okay, that's that one.
Yeah, we can talk about it, or we can show. I can show you. You sent us a text message.
Yeah, I know. I saw. Look, there it is. No action required.
But when you look in their.
That is a cat report.
Right. But then they had. I don't know. I got that same email.
We all got it.
So that's what they had sent me right there. I got another one. Yeah, see, there's both attachments to that email for the backhoe. Mm-hmm. And so at that time, that's all I had. But yeah, I see there's another one, October 20th. But they sent me on 19th, a fluid analysis. The 20th is the one you guys just did.
So the 19th one was what?
19th says no action required.
Oh, okay.
See?
Well, why did you get it and we didn't?
No action required. No action required.
Well, that's weird.
And then I guess they sent another one? On the 20th, and that's the one that's got the...
Yeah, got all the problems.
Got all the issues, honestly. I didn't see that one. All right.
Okay.
So we'll take care of that. The engine, there's not a whole lot you can do. They changed the oil in it.
Yeah, no. It's just, I mean, and if he changed the differential, then we just got to wait for the next report.
Yeah.
And train the radiator.
I would, at 250 hours, take an oil sample and send it in. We have sample kits out there.
What hourly did they change it?
500.
This was a pilot hour.
Should be 500. So we should have the little gun with the suction tube.
But they ought to have the hours on there when they changed it, is what?
Yeah, it's
somewhere. It'll be on there.
Okay.
Missing receipt, is that for me?
Yeah, I actually had Randy bring me every piece of paper that was laying around there.
I did, too.
He did.
The whole pile?
There was three boxes.
That death is the cleanest it's been.
So I found 8 out of the 20 that are missing.
For this year?
For last year and this year.
Okay.
We've still got all these that are missing here. We still, like I said.
Well, Casey's we can't get.
I got it. And I'm not worried about that. I'm all worried about this welder one for $1,700.
I know that one was out there on my desk.
They got every piece of paper I got. We didn't throw any of that stuff away.
And the Weedle auction.
And the Weedle auction.
I can get one from them. That ain't no big deal.
Harbor Freight, Lowe's, Gavel Roads.
I mean, I'd like to see all of them. I mean, I get it. Dollar General, yeah, Dillon's.
Harbor Freight.
The Arkansas Outdoor, that was for the pumps. That should have been an email. I'll get them.
Oh, you've got one.
You sent that to me?
It's in your...
Okay, in my deal here.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm going to have some time off the 16th through the 28th of December. I was going to actually have time.
But there's nothing else. There's what this is. Is where we're missing.
Okay. So. All right.
We can skip number three.
Purchase culverts. Is that all the culverts we need? Needed?
I don't have a clue. I'd have to run around, like I was telling Steve, we'd have to run around and count them all.
Well, we had them all counted in the list.
Right. But I don't know how much we had in there. And we used 12 on county line.
Yeah. There should have been close to 40 driveway culverts. And we only stole a handful to do all these new driveways.
I just ordered 8, so I don't know.
8 driveway culvert?
Yeah. What were they? 17 by 13 by 30. That's the same ones we got.
Yeah.
So. You got so, 180th planned out for culverts?
I haven't went over that count. That's kind
of. We should have had all the culverts we needed for all of them. We stole them from these other ones that were out here that need to be replaced.
So, if you guys want to order more, that's fine.
Well, we need to see if they're putting on any specials or anything.
Well, they are.
They sent that.
Yeah. I didn't get it. I didn't get it.
It's in our emails.
Well, I haven't been getting all my emails.
Yeah, I actually think I texted it to you guys, but
if you want to order another,
what are they doing?
10% off.
Oh,
they're end of year stuff.
I'll call them and see because if we order a truckload, we get 40% off. Is what they're doing for us.
How many goes on a truckload?
It just depends on how, if we need some big ones and little ones. I think there's 20 of the little ones go to a truckload, I believe. I don't remember. We ordered a truckload of little ones the last time. And then the second partial truckload was the big ones, and they went ahead and waived the shipping on that one, too. You remember how many we ordered beginning of the year?
No. It'd be on the OneDrive.
Yeah.
My phone's being used, so.
I can text it to you tomorrow.
That's fine.
If you want to.
I can just call them and see what they'll do.
I don't care.
Okay.
I mean, are we needing a truckload?
How many you want?
You're always going to need culverts, right?
I mean, I got a guy that's going to need 2 coming up here. And we got another guy that needs 1.
My nephew's going to need 1.
So, I mean, it's good to have handful. We need to figure out if we need any of the bigger ones too. 24s and 30s. See if we need a couple of those anywhere. Some of them narrow bridges that are dangerous.
I'd like to change that one over on Indianola between 60 and 70th. Right down there at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. That one and the one on Tewakini.
Are we going to go over, I assume we're going to go over $2,000.
Oh, yeah.
Over $2,000? I'm sure, yeah.
Okay. Well, we need to vote on it.
And there's one
on that.
Vote on a limit.
You got reflectors on it. I'm going to pick up.
You got your phone? Can you bring up the OneDrive?
It's got sides on it that fall.
If I...
I think it's past Indianola.
Okay. You take it over.
Yeah.
140th. drove all of the 22.
There's J&J, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 140, send one check with, go back.
That's 130.
Okay.
So May 6th was the last one that we did.
Oh, we need to replace that one.
That was $792. Doubt that was it.
No, it was like 25,000 or 40,000. Randy.
Maybe the end of 921.
Oh, wait a minute, is that another receipt? I don't know.
Randy, we need to do the one on, we need to replace the one on 136 that you used on Metal Arc.
So February was the last time we did it, and it was 25,000.
Yep.
And that included 29 17 13s, 4 21 15s, and 1 42 29.
Yeah, that 4129 was one we got for, I believe we got for that. We used it on Metal Arc instead. You know what I'm talking about on that, the dead end mile?
Yeah.
Down there,
that's
a narrow sucker.
Yeah.
It's 3 foot.
Yeah. So how much do we want to spend?
Write it down. Well, I'll order.
Well, we got 140,000 roughly taken off the FEMA money.
Right. Dead end 130.
I guess
Santa Fe Group.
So what do you want to? We need to put on the agenda for what, 30,000?
That's what he's talking about.
I'm good with that. I mean, that'll cover it for sure.
What's it got? Like a 5 foot?
No, it's probably about a 3 footer.
What's that?
That one that's in it. That one on 130th.
Yeah, it's just 3 foot. It's just arched.
You don't. So. I've only seen it run over there that. Big flood, right? But everything was flooded.
It ran over this year with that one rain we had.
So we might get a bigger one.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need to go look at it and see if you might want to put 230s instead, or I can have, what's his name?
Dave.
Dave swing in there. Because we need to replace the one that's right off the road, too. And that one driveway culvert down there. Jeez. That way it stops, that road's getting ate up. All right, so that's the end of that discussion. Buy a new used work truck to replace the F-250. You hate that truck that bad?
I'll buy it. But I don't want to need it to use it for a little bit. But if you guys are going to sell it, I'll put my bid in.
Well, Carol, did...
I just think that's something that if we have to push much snow or do anything, I think it's something we need to start considering.
Does a four-wheel drive work?
A used...
We worked on it. We got it finally working.
Yep. Four-wheel drive works. We put new...
New hubs in it.
Yep.
We haven't used it.
Yeah, I used it
in snow.
Well, I used it in the mud over there by the pile. Good. Just to make sure it worked.
It's just something to consider.
It doesn't push a whole lot of snow. That's the problem with it. The grader's what pushes the snow faster.
Yeah, and it was, I don't know what was wrong with it.
Something was getting wet. But he doesn't even push a full lane with the blade we got on there.
I think
it used to work.
It works.
I mean, do we have any idea where we would find a used one?
No.
A used what, truck?
Yeah.
Oh, you can look around, but right now prices are ridiculous.
Yeah, crazy.
You know, I mean, we can get it. I think they bought their new truck with their Richland. Bought their new truck with their discount, and it was like 35,000 to 38,000.
For a new one?
A new one.
How long ago
new
was that?
Crew cab, yeah. Dodge, that's gasoline.
Cheap. That is cheap.
How long ago was that?
End of last End of last year or the beginning of last year?
I don't have a clue.
Whenever we did. And I called the same guy to fill out, to do all the paperwork. And he's like, we don't have any trucks right now. And you're waiting. And so we started looking at the dump truck instead of messing with it.
I guess if one just comes up, it ought to be something we ought to bring up and vote on, maybe. I mean, what year is that truck?
95? Four? Five or four?
I think it's a five.
I don't know. Old.
It's been a good truck, but...
Honestly, we need one ton with the plow already on it.
Fire department ever bought.
Because it was a Ford?
No.
No.
A little dump bed in the back, huh?
Cheap fire.
I mean, honestly.
Really?
Was it?
Tommy bought it.
Okay. Tommy bought that
one?
Yeah, I didn't. That's going to be a 23 thing, so that's y'all's problem.
The truck.
We were talking, you know, we could find an old city truck. Like Andover, they run them one tons with the dump bed, and they got a plow already on it. You just have to watch Purple Wave and those places and kind of get a feel for what they're bringing. So, anyway, we're going to have to set it up with the plow. And that 3/4 ton, like I said, it just doesn't push a full lane of snow. It's only 8 foot wide. So you're making 4 passes on our roads to get it cleared.
We did more than that by 1 year. I stayed on
when it drifted up
all day long. As they'd blow shut and then come back through there.
Okay, just something for a discussion.
Board business. Approve hiring of Cody Bond as operator.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries 3-0. Approve. We have 2 different repairs.
One with an axle and one without.
Oh.
And then?
So do we need to discuss this before we repair it?
Yeah, we can have some discussion.
Well, I'm just wondering. I mean, we got to figure out which one we're going to vote on, right?
Or the third one.
Oh, I see that now.
I mean, basically, it's the first one is fixing everything, including the light or whatever on the tractor, except for the axle repair that Steve has already done, and that'd be $2,035. If we include having them replace or getting a new axle for it, that's $4,020.61, so it doubles our price, basically.
Right.
But that means everything would be fixed on it, and everything would be fixed.
Right. The things that are broke now would be repaired.
Yes, and more. I mean, because it also included, I know that the hump jumpers, whatever they were.
One behind the tractor's cracked out.
What?
The one behind the tractor's cracked.
Yeah, no, that's to repair all that stuff. I mean, speaking with Jeff, whenever he came up with all this cost estimate, correct me if I'm wrong here, Randy, is that he said that would make it, everything was perfect. It would be ready to go, and it could be used.
So the one that excludes the axle.
He didn't think that we needed to redo the axle.
Yeah.
That's why I put 2 different prices
right
down.
I think $1,500 fixed more.
No. Just in parts alone,
the parts
it's 2,000.
But the stump jumper, how much was it?
That was 1,000.
1,300.
Yeah, 1,300.
About.
Yeah.
And then where's that list at? I saw the list the other night.
And then there was bolts and
the stump jumper 1,283 needs a, and it needs the blades, apparently. I kind of thought that they. The bolts, they thought they could reuse.
Yeah, whatever.
So
bolts on what?
The blades.
Yeah.
That's $150.
Well,
they already fixed the spring.
When's the last time we replaced those bolts?
It's gone.
When's the last time we replaced those bolts?
I don't have a clue.
It's $150 in the grand scheme of things. It's not that big.
Okay, so let, I vote for the first, approve the 2000.
Yeah.
And so you're going to vote no on the purchase?
For right now, I don't.
That's not the way I thought you were going, so whatever.
It's kind of like, just on it, you know, that mower was pretty used when they bought it in 17. I don't even know what year it is. But
if you got the money this year, you won't have it next year because you're going to chip seal. You buy one now, you'll never have to worry about it for another 5 more years.
Or at least 5, if not 10.
Yeah.
That mower's probably at least 10 years old.
You got the cash, but buy a new one.
I don't know.
We bought it in 17, so we've put 5 years on it, roughly. It was beginning of 17. And we're in almost 2023. It was used when we bought it.
I'd fix what you got for now, and we'll see what
so
the next year has.
If we have...
Yeah, but you ain't going to have the money like you got this year, because you're not doing chips.
Well,
3 years.
Unless... If we have money that we need to spend, can we make a greater payment?
That was one thing I was going to bring up in December. Yes.
Okay, that's. I think we ought to do that rather than. I mean, if we can fix that mower gets beat to heck.
We drop a gearbox, it's junk.
Well, if you drop a gearbox on any of them, it's junk. But the gearbox has been maintained.
Well, it got maintained starting last year, yes.
He's working on it.
Before that, you know, it came from the shop, and they ran it for a couple years, and they didn't check oils and anything. Then you got the tractor overheating.
The tractor isn't overheating. I asked Jeff about that. He said it's not overheating.
Yeah.
See, I don't understand that.
He said he did not. There's no problems with the tractor.
He said that SEMA didn't do anything.
SEMA blew it out.
No, we get a freaking discount.
On the side of the road.
Hey, so what would a new John Deere one-sided mower be?
$24,000.
With the discount?
With the discount.
That's basically what you have now?
Yes. It's 1 foot narrower. They don't make the HX15 anymore.
He spends more time working on that thing than we freaking mow up to time. Always working on it. We bent the freaking drive shaft.
We
worked on it.
Two drive shafts on it.
It's just every freaking thing. It's just
How's that going to be different with a new one on a drive shaft?
Because everything's not all
bent and warped. We don't know what's causing them to snap off the back of the tractor either.
That's some rough mowing.
And he doesn't. He crawls.
Yeah, that's some rough moment. I've watched it.
And if you got the money in space, buy a new one. If you don't, then
too bad you can't sell that side wing mower.
The bat wing?
Yeah.
We can sell both.
That was a $30,000 joke right there.
$35,000.
I remember when he bought it and I told Jeff not to buy that thing. He said we can't mow the ditches, they're too steep. Jeff Johnson gets down there.
Yes, he does.
He gets most of it, yeah. There's a few places.
He made me duck. Yeah.
Carries the crap out of me when he's coming down mine.
I pulled him out one time and I can't play the tractor.
We just need to fix the drive shaft on that mower and I'm all for selling it.
On the Batwing?
Well, we can sell both the mowers that we
have. I didn't know we had two.
Yeah, we have the boom mower.
They were going to...
Oh.
Mow the trees with and everything else.
Is that the one Rick Clark bought?
No, Jeff bought that.
Oh.
Jeff and Phillip.
Rick had one for a while. Messed up
on it right
now. No, we had a tree trimmer back in Chuck, even in Gale's day. They had that Tiger tree mower on the side of that tractor.
Yes, tractor.
My dad and grandpa both ran it, and then Chuck's brother ran it and split the tractor in half.
I never ran that.
Okay, well, we got to figure out what we want to do here.
And we got time. We don't need the mower until next year.
So when
well, but I mean, if we're going to purchase, if we're going to buy a new mower, it's got to be done this year.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying we still have another meeting.
If you don't use it, you get penalized for using it next year.
Right.
Which is
crazy.
Kind of, yeah.
You got to use up.
That's why they burn up the budget this time of year.
Yep.
Well, I mean, do you have Randy or somebody? Can we at least get some more information on what some mowers are? Okay. Then I guess we can vote to table these three items.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm undecided now too.
Motion to table item 2, 3, and 4.
Can't do it that way.
I just like to mess with you sometimes, Michael. That's fun. All right. Motion to table item number 2, approving the mower repair of $2,035.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Approved 3-0. Motion to table item number 3, to approve the mower repair of $4,020.61.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion to table item number 4, approve purchase of a new mower not to exceed $26,000.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Item number 5, approve Justin Wells to trim 12 miles of trees for $15,000. Who's Justin Wells?
Justin King.
JK Fencing.
It's
That's the boom guy.
I think he's trying to say Sky Trim.
Yeah.
Oh, Sky Trim?
Well, he sent the quote came from JK Fencing.
Right. Is that what his business is?
Yeah, Sky Trim. Right.
And
that was the guy.
No, the other guy from Augusta.
Barry Hibb.
Yeah,
that's nobody not nobody ever talked to him.
Yeah, this guy's going to go from 150th to all the way down Meadowlark to 180th, do 180th, all county line, come back on 130th, go do 130th, do Prairie Creek, come back to 130th, go all the way to Tewakene, go from Tewakene to 140th and down 140th is what I got planned.
And it's all for $15,000. Mm-hmm. And that's just cutting it?
It's just cutting it and me pushing it to the side. Then when I get all these guys, when I take off, I can have my two best workers out there picking up, putting it in the truck and taking it and burning it. And I don't have to watch them. That is my plan.
Who's your two best workers? Doug and Cody? Who's going to run the excavator to load them?
Doug or Cody. They're awesome operators. They can handle it. I got faith in them.
I hope so. Hope we don't get no windows busted out, no stem sticks through anybody.
I think they can handle it. He's practicing. I haven't watched him because I can't stand watching somebody struggle. So I've got Doug and Jeff watching him right now, and they say he's doing better, so. Gotta have faith. That's what you said. That's what you told me.
I did. You gotta have faith, and you just gotta take your time with them.
I know. I said I don't have any patience, and so
you can't call. You can't talk the way you talked on the radio that day, or you'll blow them up.
Okay.
Well, I still hadn't. I tried Heb, and he hadn't called me back yet. And I hadn't...
I think you probably got the best deal going right now.
Yeah, it's going to be fast. He said they can have it all done in a week.
And it's not ripping it down. It's clean cut.
Yeah. Like, yours, we'd have to hand trim. 180th, we'd have to hand trim on some of it. And then that guy on...
County Line.
County Line would have to hand trim. Well, he said he was going to do it, but he's already done it once 2 years ago, and it did a very good job. And he hired all that done, and we got to go back and do it again.
That's what happens when you saw a trim. It'll be grown back in 2 years instead of five.
Yeah. And he comes. But all that's got to be hand done anyway, so he's going to do it all. And
back to the trunk.
And higher than our excavator, if I wanted to go that high. How high does that thing go?
75 feet.
So. Yeah, we went all 75 feet.
You don't want to do that much. I wouldn't go more than 25 feet up.
They'd go all the way up so the limbs aren't hanging over and down like they aren't walking.
How far you went all the way up?
Okay, well, that's
about left a little overhang.
Motion to approve Justin Wells to trim 12 miles of trees for $15,000.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 And then we got number six.
Huh?
And then we got number six.
Yep. Motion to approve purchase of culverts not to exceed $30,000.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Citizens?
Please say your name.
Steve Jones. That new mower, 24, 26,000.
John Deere was 24, and the Land Pride was 25 and some change.
Yeah. I just rounded it to 26.
I'm kind of wondering if that might be something to think about then.
Well, he is. He's going to... You're going to have to pay more attention to in the meetings.
I know.
Starting in January.
I was against it. I just fixed the other one. But, you know, that's going to last 5 years probably.
At least. I mean, we've had that used one for 5 years now.
Yeah, that John Deere's been here ever since.
We bought it. They bought it in like the end of 17, end of 16, first of 17.
I think I'm going to change in QuickBooks what we have. I think I need to put the year beside the vehicles instead of just the 720 and the...
In there, in the OneDrive, under equipment, it's got them all in there.
Because I called...
It doesn't say what year it is.
I saw that on Prairie Land Partners, and I called Philip and Jeff and said, hey, they've got one that's 5,000. You better get on it because it ain't going to last.
You got files.
That's where that one come from?
Yep.
And plus a township.
What if you've run across the same
one
that
is equipment?
You ain't going to find one right now.
I saw it over there.
Not a bifold.
I may have told you guys about it, but I remember seeing it.
94.
Yeah.
The water truck.
Because I was looking for a swather at the time, cruising through there. Deal, and it came up, and I'm like.
There's a chance you might find one cheap.
Oh, yeah.
I know. That's the backup. I don't know.
The problem is right now is there ain't
so
nothing.
So 16.
And ordering stuff, you're so far out.
You know, we trade ours off every year.
Oh, no, there's a tractor right there.
You need to look at that deal.
Yeah.
And maybe we can buy that
excavator
one that we've been using for a year.
How wide's yours?
10 foot, exactly like ours.
No, ours is 15.
Yeah, there was no information.
Well,
I had no information
we're using
on that
exactly
at all.
Really?
The one we're using. It's 15.
Well, they don't make 15s anymore. Okay, they make 14s now.
I have no idea what that is either.
What if so we lost a foot?
Yeah. That's
the exact same
what they'd done was is the bat wing is they're just taking a wing off and putting that box on there. And they used to make it however it'd come out to be 15, like 5'5" and 5. Well, now they're doing it where the wings are 4 foot.
So everything he bought,
I don't
put
know.
On here, where's that
I'm
new
do that.
Trailer?
No, don't
what do you think of that?
Because
we trade ours off every year.
Why don't you talk to your person?
It costs us $15,000 a year to get a brand new tractor and a brand new mower.
I forgot to bring that up.
What's that?
They lease a tractor and a mower each year to mow their township, and they make a payment of
$15,000.
$15,000, and they have a brand new one every year.
Brand new tractor, brand new thing, but we only get 200 hours, 200, it might be 300, 200 or 300 hours. That's all we can use that. And they, we mow three times, and we use it to pick up, we got a grapple on the front of ours that we use to pick up trees.
We used to have a grapple, I don't know where it went.
That comes with it as
they
well?
Sold
that comes with it as well, or you guys
bought
that?
No, the grapple we change off every year
way,
to a different tractor.
The thing. They sold
we
it.
Take the tractor down to Wellington, no Winfield, and they put that on back on the new tractor.
Okay, so you guys own the grapple.
Yeah.
Well, get that, find that out too.
Check into that.
I mean, it's $15,000 every year, but...
But I mean, we'd have no, it'd be under warranty. We'd have no maintenance. I mean, besides greasing it.
You don't have to pay for if you mess
it's the tractor and the mower.
Well,
but you don't
sure
have
if you
to
mess something up. You'd have to.
Well, I was gonna say that.
What's that?
If you mess something up, if you break a window or
oh yeah, if you break a window, I mean you're gonna be replacing that anyways.
Most townships do it that way.
All right.
Okay.
We'll look and see what anybody else got anything? Nothing? How's your road?
Good.
Complain to him, not me.
Steve, did you have anything of importance?
Not really.
Okay.
It kind of caught me off guard about the mower. I thought we could fix it and get by another couple years with it just the way it is.
And we probably could.
There are a couple of fence spots on 140, number two, right on the crown of the road, where it's gotten graded off and there's the dirt's exposed, the sub is exposed.
Wore all the way through?
Yeah.
On the chip seal?
Yeah. And then that.
You ain't gonna get no more 70 degree days.
Oh, this is the chip seal run.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's still
getting worse.
Yeah,
he's got one too on his. And I don't know when we're going to get asphalt again.
You're not.
I thought you were going to do cold patch.
Southwind oil. I think they're backwards.
It's going to
be 65 to 1.
I'm putting in cold for tomorrow.
It ain't going to be 70 degrees for a while.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think so, right?
Everybody done? Meeting adjourned.
Did I ever think for the next